Members of Congress have lots of questions about the objects the US has been shooting out of the sky in the past several days. Senators got a closed-door briefing this morning, and elsewhere on the show, we're talking with Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. There are calls in Congress for the US to cut funding to a number of Chinese entities connected to China's balloon program, and China, for its part, is pointing fingers at the US. For more, we're joined by NPR China correspondent John Ruich. Hey, John.
Hey, Deepa.
So back when all of this started, China said it regretted that the balloon flew over the US. Now, yesterday, a Chinese spokesperson called the US, quote, the world's largest espionage and surveillance empire. What else did China say the US has been doing?
Right. The Chinese messaging has really changed over the course of this crisis, if you want to call it that. I mean, that when they expressed regret, remember that came just days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was due to be going to Beijing, right? That message, they were trying to, I guess, not derail that message, but or that visit, but it was postponed. Yeah. They've consistently said it was a weather balloon and that it was blown off course and the U.S. overreacted, that they've reserved the right to take similar action. But when the U.S. in recent days started talking about China having a fleet of these things, of balloons, and sharing that information with allies and such, I think China's sort of approach shifted. And so this week, they said that actually the U.S. has been flying spy balloons over China. They've done it 10 times, according to Beijing, since January 2022. And the foreign ministry spokesman said that, it's common for U.S. balloons to fly over other countries' airspace. They also threw this one in that U.S. warships and planes had gathered intel on no fewer than 657 times on China. Sorry, no fewer than 657 times over the past year. So they're really pushing back.
Okay. Now, on Sunday, Chinese media reported an unidentified object flying over the northern Shandong coast. And authorities said they were preparing to shoot it down. What more do we know about that?
We do not know much more, to be honest with you. It's an unidentified flying object they said they saw. They were preparing to shoot it down. Reportedly, authorities in the area also sent text messages to fishing vessels telling the crews to be on alert and to help with debris recovery when it comes to that point. We still have no idea what it is that they saw. We don't have any details what it looks like. We don't know if it's bluster for whatever reason or if it's really something real. We just won't know until state media or government agencies tells us, and they're not.
And are we learning any more about why China might use balloons or airships for spying when it has surveillance satellites?
Yeah, this is one of the key questions. There's a lot we don't know now, but why they're flying balloons like this is a big one. I mean, it's low tech. They have satellites that can take pictures of the U.S., so we just don't know. You know, U.S. officials say that the parts of the pieces of the balloon that they've collected out of the Atlantic so far, there were signs that they could collect signals intelligence with this balloon. So that's probably a big clue. You know, with some digging, there's actually a fair amount of open source material on the Chinese internet about their balloon development and programs around that. Some of the balloons that they're developing are clearly for weather gauging and civilian purposes. Others are military, you know, including there were actually links between one balloon program and the development of the country's hypersonic missiles. They're actually experimenting with using balloons as launch platforms. There's also kind of a gray zone, right, where the balloons that are meant to collect and analyze weather patterns, for instance, are used for military purposes. And in terms of surveillance, it's also clear from open source information that China's been developing and advancing capabilities for balloons to be able to carry sensors, cameras, those type of things.
There's a lot there. Okay, so the Biden administration has now put six Chinese entities on an export blacklist, saying those entities are connected to Chinese surveillance. Do you think this might escalate the Chinese reaction?
It may well escalate the Chinese reaction. You know, the rhetoric's been heating up. That seems likely to continue. In the past, what China's done when the U.S. has put sanctions on companies like this is retaliate in kind. So we could see them designating U.S. companies in some way. You know, the Chinese companies that are sanctioned by the U.S. are relatively obscure unless you're an expert in Chinese aerospace. So I guess I wouldn't expect Beijing to go after any big, well-known U.S. companies if they choose to take that route. At some point, though, you know, potentially both sides will be looking for an off-ramp. Remember, Blinken was supposed to visit Beijing at a time when tensions were running high and both Beijing and Washington wanted to cool things down. So we'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, John, you're headed back to China. We'll continue to follow your reporting there on the ground. NPR China correspondent John Ruich, thank you.
Thank you.